The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stoppers.
Robert Quinn was pressuring, but he couldn't get to Cousins, allowing him to find Jefferson for the first down across the 30. Another play fake. Cousins looking left, got Jefferson. He absorbs the hit from Kyler Gordon, the rookie, and it's another Vikings first down. Right to Cook, walks in. Now it's a touchdown, and the excellent drive is capped off by six. Cousins, 10th play of the drive. Another play action. Cousins has to fire on the move, and he finds Jefferson yet again. It's the best start of Kirk Cousins' career at 13 for 13. And of those 13, Jefferson has seven of those grabs. 11th play of this Minnesota drive is a Dalvin Cook walk-in touchdown. This is a huge drive for Justin Fields. Taking a shot for Darnell Mooney. What a catch! Absolutely incredible from Darnell Mooney. A one-handed 39-yard grab. Here's Montgomery speeding ahead, spinning in for the touchdown. Welcome back to David Montgomery. He gets the Bears a huge score late in the first half. Velus Jones, this is what he can do. And Velus Jones is in for his first NFL touchdown. He comes up with a big touchdown, and now the Bears will try to cut this to a three-point game on their first two-point attempt of the year. Fields, tunnel screen, and Pettis got ripped out by Dantzler. That was really well read by the Vikings cornerback. 9 of 15 in his career from 50-plus. But the Bears come up with a stop and a block from Kyler Gordon, the rookie out of Washington. You saw Gordon with the pressure, but the other rookie, Dominique Robinson, the former quarterback, comes up with the actual contact. Great special teams pressure. This for the lead from 51 for Santos. And after trailing by 18 points, the Bears have taken a one-point lead in the fourth quarter. The 17th play of this series. Cousins trying to sneak it. And Kirk Cousins. They're already popping out the fireworks. No signal yet. It looked like he was in, and he is for a go-ahead touchdown in the fourth. A minute 20 to go and counting. Fields underneath. He finds the former Viking Amir Smith-Marset. And it's stripped away by Dantzler. He takes it down into Bears territory. A huge turnover with a minute to go.
Highlights courtesy of Fox and oh God. Welcome in to the Cap and J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got JR, we got you for a 3-hour ride here on this Bears Monday with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. As we talk about the Bears and their loss against the Vikings 29-22. Cap, it's not the dispiriting loss against the Vikings. It's how the Bears lost on Sunday. When you make Kirk Cousins look like an all-pro, a perennial all-pro, 17 straight complete passes, which is a franchise record for him, 12 catches, 154 yards for Justin Jefferson. I mean, it starts there for me. But on the other side of it, it's like, you know, as I was watching the ebb and flow of the game, you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about, could you imagine if the Bears, I was thinking about you talking about how the Bears just don't have enough talent. Imagine another wide receiver in that spot late in the fourth instead of Marceau. catching the having the ball taken away from him. What's the kid's name? Marcel?
Smith Marset.
Yeah, that guy. Imagine if that was the case, Gabby. Imagine if you have better offensive linemen not putting you backwards, you know, on false start penalties. What I kept thinking about is, imagine replacing those mistakes with actual players, and maybe the game is different. But again, the lack of talent reared its ugly head yesterday.
So there's a lot to unpack, Jonathan, my fine friend, from yesterday's game. The way it started, it looked like the Vikings were going to name the score. We'll beat you 38-7. It was embarrassingly bad. Kirk Cousins, 17 straight completions to start the game.
Oh.
17.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bears got their footing. They roared back. I love that Justin showed positive steps. I thought his comments after the game, and we'll play some of them. Hey, it's really a fast game, and I got guys flying around me, and I'm getting comfortable. Sounds different than when you said, oh, it's slow to me. That was what, in the preseason as a rookie?
Yeah.
But can we please not be a pathetic fan base? Please? We lost. We, meaning all us Bears fans who every week want them to win. Justin took steps. Positive growth. I love it. He was not the best quarterback on the field yesterday. That was Kirk Cousins. I don't care what the passer rating says, because Cousins threw a pick and Justin didn't. Kirk Cousins carved us up.
Mm-hmm.
Carved us up.
Ooh-wee!
Yeah, take that, Kirk. And Justin played much better football, and it's a great jumping off point, and hopefully he'll do even better on Thursday and we can beat the Commanders, who stink. Why they're favored over us, I don't know. But my God, we lost. The Bears lost. It sucked. They should have been able to win that game. They should not have ever been down 21-3. That Viking team went through us like a hot knife through butter. Justin Jefferson. Somebody want to cover him? At any point, how many times was he catching passes? There was no one within 5 yards of him.
Yeah, that was a problem. Major problem.
So we took steps. It is a loss. Take the next step, please.
It just, to me, watching social media, it had moral victory vibes for me. Reading what
Agreed.
I was reading. You know, you can never accuse, well, to me, I will look at Justin Fields, 15 for 21, 208 yards, and I say, you know what, that's better than what we've seen. But the bottom line is, never confuse activity with accomplishment. This is the National Football League. Progress plus a loss is still a loss. Still a loss. Progress plus a loss is still a loss. And this is what we've been talking about with this football team. Imagine if you have someone else as a receiver besides Darnell Mooney that could be able to make a big play, a big splash play. Imagine if you don't have Marcel Smith Marset out there having the ball ganked from him, taken away from him like the way he did. You had a better player that understood, hey, man, I better fall out of bounds here, because we get the momentum going. We had an opportunity to at least tie the ball game, to be able to go ahead here, and then that happens. That's the thing that's so disheartening to me. Let's not put Justin was better in the same vein as a moral victory.
Correct.
It's not the same.
Agreed. Yes, Justin was better in the second half, especially. The defense was better. Here's another interesting question for you. Why can we make, and they're doing a great job, make adjustments at halftime where, wow, they actually have made some solid adjustments. You have all week to prepare for the game. Why do you start so slow? I mean, really? We looked like a junior high team against an NFL team to start that game. Boom, 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 right down the freaking field.
But the coaching staff will tell you that what you're seeing is not true. The press sees it. The fans sees it. For whatever reason, the defense was not ready to play in the first half. But once again, hats off to them. They shut it down in the second half as much as they could. They finally surrendered a fourth quarter touchdown because it was
first time all year.
It was a great 7-minute drive by the Vikings. They were methodical, as they have been, just a death by a thousand cuts against this defense. just, you know, chip away 5 yards, 10 yards, run the football a little bit, and finally get into the end zone. So, look, we know that they get off to a slow start, but Matt Eberflus, he talks about the defense.
Yeah, we just got to start faster. You know, keep what we're doing in the second half. We just got to start faster, and then your next question is going to be how, right? We got to bring it to the attention of the coaches and the players, and we got to set it up for practice. And we just got to do better in the beginning, you know. And obviously, that's the first touchdown they've scored the entire year in the second half on us. So, you know, we just got to keep doing that and get better in the start.
You know, even with some of the negatives that we saw from the Bears, we do give them credit because they were on the doorstep of trying to drive in the fourth quarter. I'll give them credit for that, Cap. But, you know, from the Vikings standpoint, they feel that 78 yards rushing for the Bears, it's a win for them. Usually someone breaks out. Montgomery's coming off the injury, was not effective. Herbert was out there, wasn't effective. Justin Fields was the only really rushing threat for the Bears. But from the Vikings standpoint, they're saying, 78 yards? Beat us down the field, and the Bears could not.
That game-winning drive for the Vikings, 17 plays.
Yep, over 7 minutes.
17 plays.
Mm-hmm.
Converted 5 third downs.
Crazy. 75 yards because they started the first play after the kickoff. False start. Offense. Now it's 1st and 15. Bam. Down the field they go.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would have happened had Smith-Marset not handed the ball to the Vikings at the end? Why he doesn't get out of bounds? I don't know.
Selfish play.
Do the Bears go for 2 to win the game?
I don't know. I'm sure they would because all of a sudden we saw, you know, Riverboat Eberflus come out yesterday.
Right.
But when you do plays like that, you know, that reeks of desperation. That reeks of a bad football team. When you start doing the old, sleight of hand and the old shell trick, football games, like, you're not very good.
Yeah, the onside kick.
Oh, it's just that reeks of just being a bad football team.
And I didn't like it. The guys I work with at TV who played, they didn't like it. I would love your take. Would you have kicked the extra point first possession of the second half or gone for 2? I would have kicked the extra point.
I don't think the card said 2 in that spot. I don't think it does. I used to know the card of exactly when analytically you'd go for it. Usually you just kick it in that situation, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you just go for the extra point usually?
Correct.
I mean, listen, if they go for 2, we are giving them a pat on the back if they're able to execute it. But usually I think that's just an extra point. That's what I think. But nonetheless, I think that the bigger point is, for me, Cap, and we'll get to the offenses in a second. I just want to point this out. So when is this defense, I mean, they were on roller skates defensively. Roller skates defensively, where and the point is well made when you talk about the separation between the receiver and the linebacker, the receiver and the secondary. Look, if the game was in Minneapolis, for whatever reason, our secondary is in St. Paul. Or Mankato. I'm not sure why that was the case.
You're right.
Why was that?
I don't know. Like, his name is Justin Jefferson. That's not George Jefferson. That's Justin. Nobody near him. Nobody. Now, Kyler Gordon, I thought, played his best game so far of his young career.
Right.
He pressured on a field goal. I don't think he got the block. I think Dominique Robinson got it.
Yes.
But Kyler Gordon was flying in there.
Mm-hmm.
He had, I don't know, 10 tackles?
Yes.
He had a pass breakup. I thought he played his best game as a pro.
Mm-hmm. And these are the things we're going to see. There's going to be certain highlights that we see from the Bears to say, boy, there's a glimmer of the future, the present and the future for some of these players. But once again, why did the Bears lose? Is because of lack of execution. When you need key players to come through, it did not happen. That was a winnable game at the end for the Bears, but talent really was able to rear its head in that spot. The Vikings have the talent. The Bears, they're just a few steps behind, as you could see in that game yesterday. So, Shay, let's open the phone lines at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. You can watch the show. Thanks for the conversation, as always. Cap and I want to find out from you your thoughts about the Bears' loss. The Bears lost. Did they do enough to impress you on the loss against the Vikings? They lose 29-22. We'll get your phone calls in and also hear from Matt Eberflus and Justin Fields this hour. All part of the mix on a Bears Monday on ESPN 1000.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Another play action. Cousins has to fire on the move, and he finds Jefferson yet again. It's the best start of Kirk Cousins' career at 13 for 13.
Well, we're moving on.
And Jefferson there, right there on Fox. George, the Willises have to come. That's right.
Thanks, Wheezy.
Justin Jefferson came through in a big way as the Vikings defeat the Bears 29-22 on this Bears Monday. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776.
Florence! Get in here, Florence!
That's not good in 2022, but that's the way it was, right?
That's the way it was. And his name is Justin Jefferson. You might want to cover him.
You knew that that was going to be the key. You knew that.
As soon as I heard Jalen Johnson was out, I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah, that's it. But can I just tell you this? If you are Jalen Johnson away from winning that ball game, then you don't have a good football team.
Correct.
Sorry. You gotta have more. It's got to be more than that.
And again, let's be clear. I'm thrilled Justin showed growth. That is a big positive for us. But let's just be honest with ourselves here.
Mm-hmm.
That first 27 minutes of the first half, we were an embarrassment. First play of the game, you got 10 players?
That's unbelievable.
David Montgomery's playing or warming up in a jersey that says Montgomery?
Yes.
I mean, come on, man. What's going on?
Yeah. You cannot have that. This play was just, I mean, you start off like, all right, it's time for offense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's only 10 of us. Delay a game from the beginning?
From the beginning. And then can we just have, like, the clown car? Smith Marsette, get in. Dante Pettis, you stink too. You're in. Where's that Taylor that misspelled his jersey?
Yeah.
Get in. You're all out.
It is unbelievable. But in that, Cap, again, a winnable game for Justin Fields in the offense, but they fell a little bit short. Imagine if Justin had another receiver besides Mooney to go to. Imagine if he had an offensive line that could hold up. This is the growing pains that we talk about all the time, every Correct. Day, hopefully leading to something positive in the future for this Bears team.
Correct. We're trying to hold them to a standard here.
Winning standard.
A winning standard. Yeah. I mean, 17 straight completions for Kirk Cousins? That wasn't Tom Brady at age 31 there. That's Kirk Cousins.
I cannot wait to talk to Courtney Cronin coming up, as well as Alex Brown coming up at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, Albert Breer tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're going to talk Bears with you on this Bears Monday. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Marcus in Minneapolis, Minnesota, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Hey, Marcus.
Man, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Hey, Cap, good show as always. Good at the show yesterday.
Thanks.
I always check you guys out. But I want to say, man, I'm shocked that you guys just take this morning. I thought, you know, coming into the season, we always said the most important thing is Justin Fields' development. He had his best game yesterday, and it seems like you guys are, like, disappointed in the loss, which, of course, we want to win. But, I mean, I'll take the development over the loss. I'm confused at what you got. You're saying, like, we're reaching for a moral victory yesterday? Of course. Like, Cap, you'd expect the Bears to win 6 games. Like, I don't. The development is way more important than the win today.
Marcus, we said we're thrilled he looked a lot better in the second half.
Absolutely.
It's progress. Come on, man. We had 10 guys on the field to start the freaking game. They went through us like a hot knife through butter. Come on. What are we doing here?
But, Cap. I agree 100%. I was frustrated. In a moment, you're frustrated. But the overall picture is Fields look good. Look at our defense. We have 2 rookies, Roquan, old Robert Quinn, and who else? What do we expect from that defense? I mean, and then Jalen Johnson was out. I mean, yeah, it'll only get better. Like Hood said, yesterday you were able to see once we get the talent around him, what he can be. But thanks, guys.
Thanks. Again, I'm thrilled how Justin played in the second half. It's progress, and that's what we want to see. But I also don't want to see us just get punked for the first half and look embarrassingly bad defensively.
I shouldn't have to make this declarative statement, but I'm going to make the declarative statement on behalf of this show. For those that just, like, Marcus starts off and says, I'm confused, I don't understand. He talks about what we talked about leading into the season and where we are now. Let me make sure that's very clear. We are covering the Chicago Bears every day on this show. When the game happens, we have no other choice but to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly with the Chicago Bears. We're not shutting down the station until 2024 when the Bears are good. I mean, I don't understand why people don't understand where we are coming from. We know that this season's about the development of Justin Fields and the other young players. It's not just Fields. It's the other young rookies on this team. Yes, we understand that. At the same time, you still are pissed off when they lose the game because you don't want them to lose. I have them with 7 wins. My partner doesn't think they're a playoff team either. It doesn't stop us from being able to cover it. Should we just bring up KJM for the rest of this year and next year and let them just talk national radio and just talk about the NFL and not talk about the Bears? Should we just leave? Should we just go on a hiatus for 2 years until Justin's right? We're not doing that. Get the show. Get what we're doing. We're talking about the Chicago Bears every day and every time that they play. We know what the season is, but it doesn't stop us from being disappointed when certain things doesn't happen.
Well said.
This is not, we're not covering Brother Rice. We're talking about the Chicago Bears. Listen to the show. 312-332-3776. I shouldn't have to stop the show for people like Marcus to understand. We are covering the team.
Right.
We know what the team is, but again, you don't want them to lose, especially lose that way. We don't want to lose at all. I want to be wrong about the Bears. That only helps us. We want to be wrong about that. Hey, all of a sudden they have this Disney-like season where just this miracle season where they're a playoff team. Wow, they're better than we thought. That's good for everybody. But at the same time, we're covering the team. We're trying to figure out who can play, who can't. I want Dante Pettis' ass out today.
He does nothing for you. Nothing. Why do you need him? Valus Jones is back. What does Dante Pettis do except drop 2 balls yesterday? Drop 2. So again, thrilled Justin looked better.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. We like the progress. But you let them go 17 plays to win the football game?
Yes.
Right down your throat.
For every game, there's a mixed bag. But again, don't confuse activity with accomplishment. He looked better. Yeah, better than he has in the last few games. But what does that say? It's still a loss.
Correct. Are we going to do we take the next step Thursday and beat the Commanders and Justin throws for 250 and 3 scores? Or do we lose? I was mystified when I logged on and went, I wonder what the early line. The Commanders are favored?
Yeah. Even Vegas doesn't believe
they're coming in here and they're favored.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Mo in Frankfurt on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Hello, Mo.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. How would you say, I think Eberflus, he's messing up. He's being outcoached.
How did he get
outcoached? Against the Giants.
How?
He got outcoached because the Giants, what they did, and I played football, I know. So he put two tight ends in. So that was an extra lineman. That means you took your gap defense out, and he did the whole quarterback goes around the thing. We could have stopped that easily by putting in the Sam linebacker into that hole, but they kept the hole open. It was a missing gap. I'm sorry if I'm talking over your heads or something, but you know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah, I guess you are. Completely disagree with you. Completely disagree. He had Jaquan Brisker there trying to seal the edge. He's a safety. Mm-hmm. And even he said, I bit on it, and then they threw over the top of him and hit Daniel Bellinger. That's a week ago. That was not a big 350-pound run stuffer he had out there. He had Jaquan Brisker out there. Sorry, Mo.
Joey G. We're going to get to him in a second, but I got to get to Eddie from the north side on ESPN 1000. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
One
of the experts said on Friday, this is the preseason, these, like, first 5 games, because the way these teams are playing. And I don't get it for one second. Like, teams like Tampa and Minnesota, is when they get a lead, why do they change everything and try to, like, run the ball and kill the clock? We've seen it in Super Bowls and everything. Like what Buffalo did, they kept the gas pedal on and just did it. These teams go back and then they try to slow everything down and kill the clock. And every single time I see these teams come back in games, if they just, like Cousins, he was getting up to the line, doing the hurry up, changing plays, and it was so smooth and fluid. They got a nice lead, and then they weren't doing it anymore. I don't understand it. It's just boggling to me. Tampa up 21-0, third quarter. Then they tried to melt the clock in the fourth quarter. What do you think happens? Team comes back all of a sudden.
What did you think of the Bears game? Did you watch?
I watched. I liked Justin for a while, but that caught by Mooney, 9 out of 10, that's not a catch. So I don't know if that was a 50, 60-yarder. You can
52 yards, and no, you know, and thanks for the call. You do not take that away. That was the number one play on SportsCenter's top 10.
Yes, it was.
It was a great catch, and that's a guy making a play. He put the ball where he could make a play, and he did. No, you do not take that away. Come on, Eddie, you're better than that.
Man, that was like OBJ-esque, wasn't it?
That was.
Man, what a great catch.
Hell of a catch, man.
So we get one of those almost every game now. Just like a big-time throw from Justin connecting to Mooney. Sometimes there's a disconnect between the two, as you saw in the game yesterday. But, man, usually that big-time throw, he and Mooney, that's a great connection. I think once a game we get one of those. That's great.
I just like that we're going down the field. Even if it's incomplete, you've got to stretch the defense. Make them think you're going to do it. And then he made a hell of a catch. He did.
By the way, if this is going to be how you utilize Velus Jones, I like that. Like that, the way he's able to get into the end zone.
A little toss.
That's good.
Touchdown pass, too.
That's very creative. Very creative. I like that. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. We want to talk to you about the Bears. They lost, but how much did they impress you in the loss against the Vikings? Cap and I will take your phone calls next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
For Justin Fields. Taking a shot for Darnell Mooney. What a catch! Absolutely incredible from Darnell Mooney. A one-handed 39-yard grab.
That connection to Fields and Mooney was off the chain. It seemed like once a game they have just like this big time play, and we saw that against the Vikings yesterday as the Vikings defeat the Bears 29-22. On this Bears Monday on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. But David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you still to come. We got Shot or No Shot at 8 o'clock. And Courtney Cronin will be with us an hour from now as we talk to her about the Bears and the Vikings. Still to come, some thoughts about the Fields and Eberflus. They're both on the same page on a number of things that he talked about after the game. We will get to that momentarily. But, Cap, 12 for 15 on third down for the Vikings. Man, it's just amazing to watch Kirk Cousins just carve up the Bears' defense the way they did. You know, I always say, hey, is Robert Quinn active and all that? You know, they just didn't get to it. He had one sack. I just want some aggressiveness to make Kirk Cousins or any quarterback a little uncomfortable.
And on top of it, Justin was only sacked twice,
yes,
which was progress. He did a great job using his feet to evade the rush.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple times I thought they had him hemmed in. Boom, there he goes. I thought he played a very competent, very solid football game.
I guess it's a win for him that he could feel the rush a little bit more,
mm-hmm,
and realizes that. He looks downfield and he didn't see anything. He sees a grassy field. But there's no Bears there that's open.
Yeah, we don't get any separation other than Mooney, and he made a spectacular catch. But he only had two catches on the day.
Yeah.
Only two. So, again, they lost. Justin played much, much better. But, folks, I mean, what did he throw for? 215, whatever the number was?
For Justin?
Yeah, Justin Fields. 208.
Yeah.
And there are people on social media thinking that he was 19 of 23 for 474 yards and 8 scores.
Yeah.
He played much better, and he would tell you that. Again, let's keep building on it.
Still lost, though. You still lost the game. And it's funny the way how some look at a loss and they say, well, it's always the quarterback. It's the quarterback that lost the game or the offense lost the game. It's way more than that. If you watch the game, it's not just Justin Fields. It's everybody. It's that this is not a loss on Justin. It's just on everybody. A lot of plays that were on the field that could have been made. That was a winnable ball game at the end, and the Bears fell short. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. There he is. It's Space with us here on ESPN 1000 on this Bears Monday. Hello, Space.
Cap, Hoodie, what's up, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Okay, Space, what's your idea?
Here's my idea here. You're absolutely correct. Pettis needs to go away. I don't care. We can drop him. We can do it. Get him out of here. He's not bringing nothing to the team. He's not even helping his quarterback out. You drop two passes when you're open. You can't do that, especially when we're requiring you to be something that obviously you are not on this team. And Justin needs a lot of help. Some takeaways here. The defense played trash first half. It was terrible. But what I can say is Eberflus and his staff, the ability to adjust second half, I do like that. If you paid attention, the Bears hasn't given up a touchdown at all this season in the second half. So that's compliments to the team and also the coaching staff. So I can shout them out for that. Justin plays so much better, man. He looked good back there at times, really good. And definitely, like you said, his awareness in the pocket is growing. The more and more he plays, the better he's playing. So, you know, shout out to Justin for playing like that. But the team has to get better. We have to help out our guys. Like you said, I don't know where Robert Quinn was. I think he was missing the whole game. It seems like we didn't know who Justin Jefferson was. Man, he had 11 catches. But if you think about it, second half, we had him at 2 catches. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's good. You know, that's good on the defense for making adjustments. We do miss Jalen Johnson, though. I don't know who that rookie that gave up. He was in a nickel, and he gave up. It was, what, 3rd and 5? Mm-hmm. And we held him, but then they got a first down because you held him on a play. Come on, man. You got to help your team out. So it's frustrating right now,
yeah,
but I can't say the progress is there.
Thanks, Space. Appreciate the call. I think it was Jalen Jones.
Yes.
I think that's who the penalty was on. I'd have to go back and look at the drive chart, but I believe it was him.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is you allowed Kirk Cousins to throw for 296 yards.
You like that?
I do not like that. No, I do not.
And this is why stats don't matter. Who was the better quarterback yesterday?
Well, definitely Kirk Cousins.
Okay, his passer rating is 94.7. Justin's is 118.8.
Mm-hmm.
Because Justin had the one little 1 yard pitch to Velus Jones for the touchdown.
I like that play.
And Cousins had one of the stupidest interceptions I've seen. He tried to fit a ball in where there was no window and had a guy 6 yards in front of him with nobody around him. Mm-hmm. He'd still be running.
Yeah, there was a pass interference on Jalen Jones in the fourth. Vildor with an interception there in the fourth quarter as well.
Kendall Vildor played better.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Gordon, his best game so far. So there were positives there, but not enough.
Scott is in South Elgin on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, happy Manic Monday, boys.
Happy Manic Monday, kid.
So I was watching the game last night, and I'm thinking about the hits principle. I think we might need to put an S in front of that because mm-hmm. this defense is dog water. I don't know what other way to put it. The officials absolutely did not help us. That phantom block in the back, the no call on the pass interference on Harrison Smith in the end zone, mm-hmm. that's 12 points erased off the board right there. We do not have the talent where we can overcome official mistakes. We don't have a guy who can stretch the field, Will Fuller, who's just kind of sitting out there waiting for a team like the Bears to go and pick him up. Instead, we get the Smith-Marset clown. We got Dante Pettis out there who can't catch a cold in a COVID factory. This is just, it's getting to be to the point where it's like, all right, we got to surround Fields with some weapons. It's cool that Poles went out and got him some offensive line help. At least he tried. Lucas Patrick probably kind of sucked a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we're paying these receivers a collective, what, $5 to $6 million between all five of them?
Yeah, less
That's
than
not
that.
Good enough.
In the four range.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call. I think 4.6 or thereabouts is what our wide receiver room makes.
Yes.
Adam Thielen makes $4 million himself.
Yeah, blocking the back, by the way, on Smith-Marset. You know why I got that call? Because he's Smith-Marset.
Correct. If his name was Minka Fitzpatrick on the back.
No shot.
No shot to call him that.
No, but I mean, it's him. It was the call, I understand why the call was made, but to me, that's somewhat of a no call. It was so light that I didn't think that that should have been a call, but it's on him. So you got a couple mistakes there.
Yeah, that was a ticky tack. It was the right call by the letter of the law. It was ticky tack.
Listening on the ESPN Chicago app in Dallas, Texas, here's Justin on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Hoodie Cap. I hope everything is good with you all.
Yes, sir.
So, you know what? I'm not even going to go over the top. Hoodie, you've always said this. The average fan, at the end of the day, they want to know if the team won or lost. And that's how I feel. As far as I'm concerned, the team, it's just another loss. So, you know, I could care less about the catch that Mooney made. They were horrible in the first half. It still results in another loss.
That all said, though, you do have to look at progress for Justin as a positive. Not the ultimate thing, but certainly a big positive.
Yeah, Cap, that's progress this one game. But we don't know what he's going to do the next game.
Correct. That's why it's fun to watch this all play out.
I applaud him. He's taking steps. But at the end of the day, Cap, like I said, do we want to win games or lose games? Last time I checked, we played a win.
But no question.
And we lost another game.
No. There's no question about that. You don't. Here's the thing. Even in the progress, even in the growth of the team, you don't want to see the team lose.
Correct. Now, at the end, and thanks for the call, Justin. At the end of the season, if we can say we got our quarterback, we're good there, and you're picking super high in the draft, and you could trade back and get more picks, and all of a sudden you add a couple number one picks, and you add a bunch of players through free agency when you got all this cap, now you start to see the fruits of your labor, the pains that you went through. But I hate when I see us, we take the field and we have 10 men to start the game.
It's brutal.
Come on, man. What are we doing?
But you know the salve in that, the little something you put on there for on that wound is the 30-yard run by Montgomery right after.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's a delay of game and you go backwards and then Montgomery busts out on a 30-yard run. I'm like, okay, now here we go. We're a little late to the game, but Montgomery's ready. Bam, 30 yards.
There you go.
Is he healthy? You think he's
playing banged up, but absolutely.
I like
the shot of Toradol does wonders for the ankle.
He also is in the passing game as well.
Yeah.
Four receptions, good for 62 yards. I like David Montgomery. Helping out this football team as the Bears lose 29-22. Cap and I are going to take more of your phone calls. You're going to hear from Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Bears, coming up next, and more of your thoughts. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. The Bears lost, but did they impress you? We're talking to you next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
First and goal for the Bears. What a pop pass. Velus Jones. This is what he can do. And Velus Jones is in for his first NFL touchdown.
Right there on Fox, Velus Jones says he's going to get one, and he got one. A nice play as Velus Jones gets into the end zone for the Bears. Bears lose against the Vikings 29-22. We're talking about the Bears on this Bears Monday with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you on Captain Jay Hood. As promised, some thoughts from Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Chicago Bears. Talked about a number of things, including how the Bears and Justin Fields had a cleaner pocket and more time.
You know, it was cleaner. He had time to deliver. He can see down the field without, you know, being in a rush, you know, and ride the pocket like we talked about last week. So that's definitely an encouraging thing to see. I think they had he had two sacks, I think, today for 15 yards. But yeah, that's an encouragement to keep that thing clean. Yeah, it's positive. It's positive. But again, I told the guys, of course we were going to do that because of the character of the men in the room. And, you know, they know that. And they're a tough group. They're a tough group and they're resilient. And they're going to always fight. So we just got to, like I said, make the plays at the end for a different outcome.
That's how close it is, Cap. How difficult it is to win in this National Football League. I mean, it just comes down to a few plays. I mean, the Bears had were driving, an opportunity to do something there, and there's a play like that, like what happened with Marceau, was just difficult.
That'd be Smith-Marsette.
What's that?
Smith-Marsette.
I don't know him. All I know is I saw Alshon Jeffrey's number out there.
Yeah,
17.
He, Dante Pettis, just change him out for the sake of changing out. Make a point. You know what, guys? Appreciate the effort. Here's your check. You're out.
You know, an average average wide receiver catches those Pettis plays.
Pettis?
Yeah.
The one that was high.
You got to catch that ball.
You got Tom Waddle at 53 brings that down.
Tommy would have got it, yes.
Yes.
Because he had sure hands. Yes. Good soft hands.
Yes.
He might not get back up, though, Cap.
No. The reception's made.
His hips might have stayed down on the field.
That's
but Tommy makes that catch.
No question. No question. Is the running game going to get better against Washington? Like, can you get 100 yards or more?
I would hope. But again, Montgomery probably took a shot of Toradol to be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to bounce back on Thursday. I mean, that's not easy.
Well, that's a win. We're beating Washington on Thursday.
I hope you're right.
No, we're beating that's enough of
so
that.
So the line opened at Washington -1.
Yeah.
The line, I just checked it. The line has now moved
to
Chicago -1.5.
What happened there?
Money came in on the Bears.
Mm-hmm. People were impressed by the second half of the
Bears.
People
went, oh, they looked better. They're at home against that moribund Commanders team.
Yeah. That's happening now Thursday. Kevin.
So if you're betting the Bear, you better do it fairly quickly because I would think that's going to continue to go up.
There he is. It's Joey G from Melrose Park.
Our guy.
Hello, Joey.
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
How you's doing?
Good. I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing good.
I have a question for you, Cap, since you're the brain trust of the microphone. Why can we not make adjustments in the first half?
I completely agree.
Especially what was going on. 17-for-17 for Kirk Cousins, looked like Joe Montana. And then Justin Jefferson, hey, I'm in the playground. I'm not playing with 4 feet kids. Throw me the ball. Where was the adjustments in the first half?
I don't understand, Joey, how you can have all week to prepare. You spend Wednesday, Thursday, Friday putting your game plan in. And then on top of it, you start the game with 10 men on the field. Penalty, Chicago.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. And then you watch, and somebody said to me on Twitter, well, those are the first 15 scripted plays for the Vikings. I don't care if they script 100 plays. Every one of them was successful.
That's correct.
Right down the field, mm-hmm. Touchdown, Minnesota. They look like they could have named the score. Fortunately, they get in the locker room at halftime, and these guys have made very solid adjustments. Did a better job. They did a really nice job coming back offensively. Again, they lost. Progress.
And one quick thing about Justin, offensive line progression.
Yeah.
This week, Justin Fields was able to read a little bit better. And my favorite play with Justin was when he was going to get blindsided by a Viking, and he had his back turned, and he felt it, and he got out of the pocket. That is progression.
Agreed.
When you feel the pressure without seeing it.
And yeah, and that's a fine, Joey, from BerniesBookBank.org for that cough.
Oh, I apologize.
Next time I see you, you owe me a dollar.
Next time I see you, I'll be dead in the casket.
Oh, for heaven's
sake.
No,
I'm coming out. I'm going to eat the Italian beef. I got 31 pounds off. I'm going to eat the beef with you.
All right, Joey. We appreciate the phone call. 312-332-3776. He's such a morbid sort. You're not dying. You're a big Bears fan. We're going to keep you around.
He and I are going to go to Johnny's Beef. Carm loves that place.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the Melrose Park area.
Yeah.
Forest Park area, River Forest.
How about that, JR?
It's Elmwood Park. It's on North Avenue. It's fantastic, Cap.
Yeah,
but you know you can't eat inside there. It's like a counter. You'd have to stand or like eat outside.
So what? I stand the entire radio show. What's the
problem? I'm just letting you know in case that was a problem for you. Just letting you know.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Good to go.
Done?
Done.
Rolling Meadows, here's Philly Mike on ESPN 1000. Hey, Philly.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, I just got a couple things to say. These Bears fans, I've been biting my lip for like a month. I've been wanting to call in about this. You guys just need some patience. That's it, man. This Bears team, it's a young staff. It's a young GM. You got talent. It's an NFL team, man. There's talent there. You should have gotten Jalen Reagor, by the way, Cap. I told you that a while ago. There's your mediocre receiver for Dante Pettis, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But next year, you got some draft, right? You make some moves in the draft. You get some talent. You're on a 2 to 3 year program. I think it was said a couple days ago, last week maybe, they said, go like the Chiefs playbook, the Eagles playbook. I don't want to mention the Eagles, but yeah, you guys, Jalen Hurts looked the same way 2 years ago. Bad completion percentage, no talent at receiver. We JJ Arcega, Whiteside. We could have had Justin Jefferson, DK Metcalf, but we failed there. Okay, 3 years later, look at us. We're doing good right now.
Fly,
we're
Eagles, fly, man. Right, hell of a game. By the way, tell Kyler Murray to slide to the first down marker. That'd be good in the fourth quarter.
Hey, mistakes were made. We took advantage of opportunities. That's how you win football games. That's it, momentum.
You're right,
it's about,
man.
Momentum, taking advantage of mistakes and weaknesses. You got a young staff. You got a young team. Have some patience, Bears fans. Man, you guys are up and down all around. Get it together.
This comes from a Philadelphia fan talking about how we're emotional.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Hey, you think you guys are calm?
A Philly fan.
My God.
But there is no calming down because I know, and you know what? He makes a great point talking about Philadelphia, right? They could have easily said with Jalen Hurts, this is not going to work. We're going to move on. New coach in Sirianni, Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia, that offense is good. It's an undefeated team right now, Cap. Pretty good.
Yeah, they battled yesterday. They had a tough test.
Yeah.
That was not an easy game against Kyler Murray, but they got it done. Kyler, when you slide, you need to get the first down, young man.
You can't get the first down.
What a clown. That was horrible spiking that ball.
And the spike, and then you put it up to a field goal kicker who's horrible, who in practice was kicking it wide right 5 or 6 times. And what did he do? Kick it wide right. That's what happened.
Wow. All right.
Tough loss. So we will continue to get your thoughts about the Bears here on this Bears Monday. But first, shot or no shot in 2 minutes right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Come on.